Art can be about many things, including finding the beautiful in the mundane. KJZZ's Sarah Ventry finds that art can be as simple as just putting one foot in front of the other.
The Museum of Walking is tiny, real tiny, like so tiny that it's a tight squeeze to walk around the exhibit. Let me say that again. It was tough to walk in the Museum of Walking.
In a way, the Museum of Walking doesn't need a space. It's sort of a research center, and it is a place where discussion, many different discussions around walking are happening.
That's Angela Ellsworth, the co-founder and artistic director of the Museum of Walking. She sees walking as integral to her art and says that walking gives you a different view of the space you're in.
It's the experience in the body, and it's experiencing space in a new way. We can drive by certain shops or certain houses hundreds of times, and until we actually walk along that same route on foot, we don't see a lot that's there.
Which is why the small museum currently housed at ASU in Tempe goes outside of itself and has events all over town where people get together and walk.
I did an exercise with a group of people who were interested in walking, and they had to give me their cell phones, and I told them to leave the space where we were meeting and go walk for 1.5 hours away from that point. And they didn't have their cell phones. They had no GPS. They had no maps. They had no phone. They had no time. And it was interesting because one of the first questions was like, well, how am I supposed to know the time? How am I supposed to know how to get back in 1.5 hours? And I said, there are people in the world.
Ellsworth says that's one of the things that happens when people start to walk. They notice people and things they hadn't before. And especially in Phoenix, a city that's not particularly walkable. If you think about it, the concept is kind of old-fashioned, and the museum follows suit.
Our cataloging system happens on a Rolodex. Walking is analog. We like to think, of course, we could have a database, a digital database, but it's been interesting to go back to the analog. For instance, when you come to an opening, there's a sign on the door downstairs that has a phone number, a landline that you call. So whoever's in the museum has to walk down these steps, open the door for the visitor, and then come back up.
But it's that connection to the physical experience that makes walking so interesting and important. Ellsworth says that walking can be art, spiritual, or something else.
Political protests, marches, walking, that is all walking. Socioeconomically, who has to walk? Who walks for leisure or exercise? And then who actually, because they don't have a motor vehicle or other transportation, has to walk?
No matter what form it takes, for Ellsworth, a new perspective may just be a walk away.
Just the everyday that we see can be something completely mind-blowing and interesting.
They say life is about the journey, but sometimes it might just be a walk. Sarah Ventry, KJZZ News, Tempe. I'm walking, yes, and I'm talking, by you and me, I'm hoping.